Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Mark Henry, Bully Ray, and I talk about the main event from Crown Jewel this past weekend with your WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns. And the surprise that everybody is talking about in the pro wrestling world, Logan Paul. Plus, we have our announcement. There's more merch available on podswag.com/bustedopen, and you need to be a part of it. We talk about that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Talking about that main event between Logan Paul and Roman Reigns. And Bully, before you mentioned about the commentary with Wade Barrett and Michael Cole, which was extraordinary on Saturday afternoon. I think the best example would be during that main event match. And I loved the story that they were telling. And Wade Barrett especially saying, man, imagine what the wrestling purist would say if Logan Paul actually wins this match, which is exactly what I was thinking, because that's exactly what I was saying leading up to that match. And Michael Cole said something very interesting. What would Afa and Sika do to an outsider like Logan Paul? This is what commentators are supposed to do. And I think Michael Cole and Wade Barrett are doing better than anybody right now. They tell these little side stories. We know what's going on in the ring. We could see what's going on in the ring. But this adds a little drama and a little bit more layers to the story. And I think Cole and Barrett were able to do that on Saturday afternoon.
They knocked it out of the park for sure. I was way into commentary and what they were able to add to Crown Jewel. Obviously, Michael Cole, other than JR, top of the food chain in the history of the WWE when it comes to announcers. Wade Barrett stepping up to the plate and proving that he belongs. I love the story that was told over the weeks and that was told at the actual night of the show about the one lucky punch.
Yes.
Dave, we talked on the show about how much of a emphasis they were putting on the one lucky punch. And you were asking me, Bully, do you think that he gets the one lucky punch in and that's what is able to allow Logan Paul to win the championship? I said, absolutely not. However, they are building around this one lucky punch for a massive false finish. And that's what we got. Logan Paul got in his one lucky punch, went for the cover, massive false finish, backed up on commentary. When all of this stuff comes together, you get the perfect storm of what wrestling is supposed to look like and feel like in the ring and on commentary. So once again, great job by Cole and Barrett out there doing as great of a job as any other play-by-play and announce team that I have ever appreciated as a fan or a professional.
And really quick, because I know this may be a topic later on in the show as well with the commentators and some of the things that were said throughout the show. You know, Mark, Bully, you both were very complimentary of Jimmy Smith, our very own Jimmy Smith that's on Fight Nation, who I thought did a very good job doing play-by-play. But this is kind of what we miss by having somebody like a Jimmy Smith on play-by-play, where he doesn't know the history. He doesn't know the ins and outs. Somebody like a Jimmy Smith couldn't do what Michael Cole and Wade Barrett did on Saturday, because knowing the history and knowing the Samoan dynasty and knowing Afa and Sika the way that they do, they were able to talk about things that added drama to the match. So I really feel like this has been what they have done, the changes that the WWE has made on commentary, Mark, I think is extremely beneficial to adding elements to the story that we're seeing played out Mondays, Tuesdays, and Friday nights.
Well, it gives the fan insight to why. And I told you, the seminars that I like to do is a lot of wrestlers and the indie wrestlers know how. They've been taught how. But the why, the when, the where. Why do you do it? When do you do it? And where do you put it? It's super important in wrestling. And when you know that somebody has had over 100-year history, and you reference the points that those people been involved in wrestling, it validates the person that's in the ring, but it also validates the person that's talking about the history.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, man, they did a hell of a job, and they made me Wade Barrett. I've always been a fan of as a person and as a wrestler, because, you know, there's not many guys that can say that they were as over as Wade Barrett with the "I'm afraid I got some bad news." Yeah. Like, he was over as hell. And this incarnation of him as an announcer is an added benefit to me as a wrestling fan to see him succeed the way he's succeeding.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And you talked about the when and the why and the where. Bully, some of the things that Logan Paul did in the ring on Saturday afternoon, we don't normally see. I mean, he actually did some things. That one, the jump off the top rope, doing a selfie on his camera, frog flash, you know, splash through the table on Roman Reigns outside the ring. I mean, you know, we talk about doing things to get a pop from the crowd. But when you see somebody that's only been doing this for three matches on a big level like he has been able to do, pretty impressive stuff from Logan Paul on Saturday.
We talk about moments. More specifically, we talk about WrestleMania moments. I think that the frog splash off of the top turnbuckle through the announce table that Logan Paul executed on Roman Reigns is the biggest Saudi moment I have ever seen. We've seen Shane McMahon do that spot before, obviously with the elbow drop and not the frog splash. We've seen, I believe, Kevin Owens do it, maybe one or two other guys. But to actually film it, Dave, climbing up to that top rope and standing there and balancing there is difficult enough.
Enough.
Now you have to make sure you're holding your cell phone. Now you have to make sure that the cell phone is recording. Now you have to make sure that you're so comfortable. He started recording the crowd. And he was standing there as if he was standing on steady ground. Now he's recording the crowd. Now he's got to look down at Roman. Now he's got to tell Roman you're about to go viral. Now he's got to actually execute the splash, hold the cell phone in place, try to get a shot of himself after the splash without making it look like he's actually smiling into the camera. Guys, Mark, I know you know this. Even though you've spent no time on the top rope, much like me, we don't go to the high rent district very often. Dave, that is very, very, very difficult to do and pull off the right way. I bet you 5 out of 10 guys or gals go up there and get completely nervous and aren't able to execute it. Maybe more than 5 out of 10. So what I saw from Logan Paul the other night with the cell phone spot, I've never seen that done before, ever in the history of wrestling. Maybe guys have recorded something else, but as far as that is concerned, I've never seen it. And if it has been done, it has not been done as good as Logan did it. And if it has been done as Logan did it, nobody saw it because I don't remember it. That is a moment that I don't think I will forget for forever. And a lot of things in pro wrestling these days is and are very forgettable.
Another thing to add to that, Bully. After the splash, the cell, and you see him, the camera, and then he does this, and lets the camera fall. He like, and then he went into it. Bro, young people don't think about the ramifications of what just happened, and to sell it like something like that just happened. He did. Three matches? Come on, man. I was the flying drizzling shits in three matches. This dude is exceptional. Like, he's got the potential to be one of the great wrestlers of this generation. And I hope that he's allowed to do so. But somebody as famous and as popular as him that can make the transition, you got to do the right thing by. You can't trivialize them. There's got to be a moment where you say, hey, are you going to be in this for the long haul? Because I'm committed to making you one of our greatest stars of all time. And when you have that conversation, then it's different. Then you know, Bully knows about what it's like in the Golden Circle. Those guys get a different look. You know, you want to be Roman Reigns or you want to be somebody else on the card? And I think that he's got the potential to be one of those type guys.
I was speaking with somebody very, very, very high up on the food chain as far as in-ring performers in the WWE, and they were adamant about just how good Logan Paul really is. Higher praise could not have been bestowed upon Logan Paul from this particular individual. And after that performance in Saudi, I believe that Logan Paul needs to look at himself in the mirror and realize this is what he was meant to do. Between his level of athleticism, his personality, his it factor, you don't have to go in the ring and worried about getting clocked in the jaw by Floyd Mayweather anymore. You did that. You went the distance with the best, one of the best pro boxers that has ever lived. The world of sports entertainment is where it's at for you, Logan Paul. And I'd be shocked if the WWE doesn't sit him down and go, all right, kid, this is it. This is what you were supposed to do. Because most people can't go out there and do what you did against the very best in the business. And make no mistake, Roman Reigns is the top of the food chain in the world of pro wrestling on this planet right now. There is nobody better at performing in the middle of that ring at the level that Roman Reigns does. There is nobody better at putting asses in seats as Roman Reigns is. Roman Reigns is a big money draw, and there's nobody else on the planet who can draw and perform like Roman Reigns right now.
I want to get into that Roman Reigns statement, Bully, because I don't think there's anybody that could disagree with you on that. But you talked about Logan Paul and the next time he steps into the ring. Who knows when that's going to be, because according to him, there's a laundry list of things that happened to his body after that match on Saturday. We'll get into that when myself, Mark, and Bully are back right here on Busted Open.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Open.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you've never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog, not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Now, we've talked a lot about the main event between Logan Paul and Roman Reigns. Bully, you said something right before the break about Roman that I definitely want to get into at some point. But we got to talk about Logan Paul. Not only the performance that he had, but what he may have done to his body. So, here's a piece of audio from Logan Paul soon after Crown Jewel on Saturday.
It's light. All I did was tear my ACL, MCL, and potentially my meniscus.
That's nothing.
We'll be fine. We max.
Maybe 8 days.
Now, all right, that's Logan Paul. And he's talking about tearing his ACL, tearing his MCL, and possibly his meniscus. Mark, Bully, and Mark will start with you. Is there any way that anything that he said is true, judging by the performance he gave on Saturday afternoon?
No way. No way. And, you know, I've seen people get injured very seriously and still be able to perform. I've had a couple of those moments where you finish the match. But I didn't jump from the ring to the floor. I didn't do a frog splash in the ring. I didn't do a frog splash from the top to a table after the fact. Even the buckshot, even the blockbuster, all of the, you hear that? That's five things he did that was super impressive athletically. But the in the totality of the match, it was the work that made it were all work, all put together. But I didn't see a point, and I told you, I watched it twice. I did not see where it would have happened. The only point that I thought that, well, maybe he kind of, you know, he didn't buckle, but he landed kind of forward on the buckshot. That was the only thing that I could see remotely, but you could not tell after that buckshot that he was injured.
Bully?
Here's the thing I look at. I look at the very last piece of physicality that he did. Because you have to say to yourself, well, when could it have happened? Even if it happened at the very, very end, and I agree with Mark, when it comes to the landings that I saw from Logan Paul, the way that he landed just a little bit wonky was on the buckshot. But after the buckshot, all of the physicality that he did, I did not see him favoring his leg at all. And to say Never. That you tore or strained or hurt or your meniscus, your MCL and your ACL, your knee is basically shot if you do all those three things. So let's go back to the last piece of physicality offensively executed by Logan Paul. It's when he dives over the top rope, does the Superman dive over the top onto the Usos. For him to run the length of the ring, have enough spring to go over the top rope and then landing on the Usos. The easiest thing is landing on the Usos. He landed perfectly. He did like a double high cross body. Basically, he fell into on a mattress. You know, they caught him perfectly. So it didn't happen on the landing. It didn't happen when he was springing over the top rope, and it didn't happen when he was running. If you have those three injuries, there's no way in hell you're running across the ring. And let's just say that adrenaline is carrying you through, which it can, and it does, and it will. Even if adrenaline is carrying you through, could you run? You probably could hobble, but could you spring? The way he did over the top rope, I'm sorry. There's no way in hell with a torn or strained or hyperextended meniscus, ACL and MCL, you're able to execute that. Maybe he strained one of those things and his adrenaline was able to carry him through, but all three, I'm just not seeing it. And to have 8 days of recovery time? I mean, who is this guy? Bruce Banner? What is he going to do? Hit himself with some gamma rays and some radiation and all of a sudden be able to, you know, heal that instantly? I mean, how much growth hormone is he going to shoot directly into his meniscus, his ACL, and his MCL? Look, Mark is popping huge because he knows what I mean. Like, how much, like, what are you going to do? So, I like the story, but I just don't think that the injuries are as severe. Now, if I'm wrong and he was able to execute all of those things, Mark, he'd probably be the first guy I have ever seen be able to do such great physical acts with that much of an injury to a knee.
Yeah, you could go to Ken over there, Life Med down there in Baltimore, and get the stem cell injections and everything, and it will not heal you up in 8 days. I'm just saying, like.
Well, I think that was like a joke, like. But even if there was a slight injury, and this is the thing that, you know, for me as a fan watching, I'm almost mesmerized by that somebody like a Logan Paul. This is his third match. I even look at, like, when he took the Superman punch in the spear, like how well he sold. Like, yeah. You know, we talk about the lost art of selling in pro wrestling right now. Here's a guy who is a YouTube guy, a YouTube sensation. This is not somebody who has been trained his entire adult life to be a pro wrestler. And the way he sold that Superman punch and the spear, you couldn't do it any flawlessly. Like, it amazes me how well he was able to do that on Saturday afternoon. Injury or no injury, how he was able to sell so well. It's crazy.
The dude is special, man. Like, you know, I always use Randy Orton as the bar. I remember Randy Orton's first day in Louisville. And Randy was saying, well, I mean, I played around in the ring with my dad, you know, like, you know, at shows and different things as a kid, but I never had a wrestling practice. And we were all like, wow, that's crazy. And first day running the ropes, he looked just like Nick Densmore. Learned how to do a leapfrog. Learned how to do sunset flip. Learned how to give an arm drag, take an arm drag. First day, it looked like Ricky Steamboat. I'm like, come on, man, quit bullshitting. You trained before. And he was like, no. I just got back from the military. And I was like, this dude gonna be good. And of course, he ended up being freaking Randy Orton.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest of all time. But Bully, I guess a great athlete is a great athlete. You talk about, Bully, about your school and the Team 3D Academy, that you can't teach athleticism. Well, you know, you're either a great athlete or you're not. I think this is the case when you look at Logan Paul.
He's a phenomenal athlete. He proved it to me the other night. And if you were not a Logan Paul fan, I'm not quite sure how you could have watched that match and now not at
and
least
not be
appreciate, respect the effort. Main event performance, main event, the caliber of which other main event performers who have been working for 20 years can put up there. And this kid is out there doing that with poise and not getting frazzled and looking like he belongs and hitting his spots. Like, I don't think I can pay high enough praise to him this morning. And I'm not a Logan Paul fan. Like, I didn't care about him and his boxing match against Mike Tyson or his... I think the thing that I liked most about Logan Paul is when he bought that Pokemon card for $100,000 or whatever it was. Like, that was more of an interesting story to me than anything else. But to watch him go out there with Roman and do what he did the other night, damn, that is impressive.
Bully, did you see the point in the match where he started to get a little something on Roman? And he looked over at Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman kind of was like, and he went, oh, shit. And, bro, I felt it. I was a fan. He made me a fan in that one context with Paul and him shining. That's what you're supposed to do, and it's hard to teach that to guys. Shawn Michaels is the standard when it comes to getting the most out of a selling reaction, in my opinion. I mean, everybody has their guy. Ricky Steamboat is a lot of people's guy, and you can go down the list. But Shawn Michaels, that was a thing, like, the one thing that I would have critiqued is steal from Shawn Michaels. When he kipped up, Sean used to start the train. If he would have done that, he would have, all the haters, he would have got their ass too. And that was just one thing out of thousands of moments that happened in that match that he didn't take advantage of, but I guarantee you, I'm not the only one telling him, only one saying that. Next time, he will. When he kips up, he's going to go ape shit, and the crowd's going to go ape shit with him. Watch.
Guys, Shawn Michaels, Randy Orton, Kurt Angle, The Undertaker, Steve Austin, The Rock, Ric Flair, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Ricky and Robert. You name any of the greats that have ever walked into a wrestling ring, none of them are having the performance that Logan Paul had against Roman Reigns after three matches. And no. to me, the one guy, if you were to give one guy the best opportunity after three matches to have that match with Roman, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a hell of a question, Billy. That's a hell. Dave, who's yours?
After three matches? I don't think there's anybody. I could never even make that type of a guess. Because I've heard stories from you, Mark, and you, Bully, about how long it takes before you finally start to get it.
And even the best, the Randys and the Kurtz, it took them about
three years.
Let's just go with Mark. A year. Three matches? Could Randy Orton have had that match with Roman Reigns after three matches? Kurt Angle, three matches.
That's
how great of a performance Logan Paul had in Saudi against Roman. Now, listen, you got to give a lot of credit to Roman. You got to give a lot of credit to Paul. You got to give a lot of credit. I'm assuming that the producer on that match was like a Michael Hayes. A great team around Logan Paul helping to put him in the right positions and telling the right story. And obviously a general and a leader in Roman Reigns getting him through everything. But at the end of the day, Logan Paul's got to go out there and he's got to execute.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns can't make him execute or force him to execute. Roman Reigns can't do the buckshot lariat for Logan Paul. Roman Reigns can't do the dive off the top turnbuckle through the table for Logan Paul. He can't do the Superman dive for Logan Paul. He can't have facials for Logan Paul. Logan is going out there and he's executing at main event and beyond levels.
Probably the closest thing we've seen to this is when Ronda started in the world of the WWE and had her debut match at WrestleMania in that tag match. And that's probably the closest thing that we've seen at somebody this early getting it.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast. Here to tell you, you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
And we do have a big announcement for the Busted Open Nation, guys.
Big.
You may not know by the weather here on the East Coast, but we are getting closer and closer to the holidays. And as we always say, what makes the best gift possible to your friends, family, and loved ones? By going to podswag.com/bustedopen. And Bully, you got your wish. Chapter shirts for the nation available right now. Go to podswag.com/bustedopen.
Booyakasha!
Are you excited?
Boom. Of course I'm excited.
So
I can't wait to get that. I'm ready.
Which chapter are you going with, Mark? Houston chapter? Texas chapter?
I'm going to have to do Texas.
Now, Dave, is it a specific city or are we doing states or can you do whatever you want?
All right, this is what you got to do.
Because if I get whatever I want your sister's ass chapter.
Well, listen.
Oh.
I don't know if that's available, Bully, but maybe you can get them custom made. What? Go ahead, Paul. What do you got?
So if you go to...
Make it exciting, Paul, if you could.
I'm excited.
All right.
So if you go to podswag.com/bustedopen, like you said, you will see that there are chapters and they list the states that you can be. Customization, like you said, Bully, I definitely want your sister's ass on a Tuesday chapter. That's in the works. It's coming right now. You can get all of your hoodies, your water bottles, your t-shirts, and their state chapters that you could select, but the customizations are definitely on their way. That's the next step.
So right now you go to podswag.com/bustedopen. As Paul just said, it's not limited to t-shirts. No. You could also get hoodies and water bottles as well. Plus, our holiday merch that we had last year, the nativity scene with me as baby Jesus, that's available again at podswag.com. You should get a La Greca head Christmas ornament to put on your tree. But here are the chapters. Now, Mark, if there's a loved one listening that says, what can I get Mark Henry for the holidays this year? Well, maybe a Texas chapter, busted open hoodie, water bottle, or t-shirt. Just saying. You know, if you're listening and you're a big Bully Ray fan or family member, and you say, what do I get Bully for the holidays? Well, you know what? A New York chapter. I would think, for bowling.
Ooh.
New York chapter, right?
Hell's Kitchen chapter.
What about Shades of New York?
Shades of New York?
Shadows of New York City?
Shadows
is that what you're talking about?
Shadows, Dave. Shadows of New York City chapter.
All right. First of all, guys, could you play along with me for a second here? Because you guys aren't good at this shit. So I'm going to try to teach you a lesson. So now I need you assholes to follow me. I'm the leader here.
Wow.
Okay? So I'm the leader here. So let's promote what's actually on the website. Gentlemen, can we do that? So,
all right, let's do it.
All right, so thank you very much. This is more, Mark, by the way, this is more towards Bully than you, but, you know, maybe you could follow me as well. For Dave LaGreca, New Jersey chapter, the Busted Open New Jersey chapter. That would be a great gift for me, a T-shirt or a hoodie or a water bottle. Would love that. Now, not only do we have these chapter hoodies, T-shirts, and water bottles, but we also have available, as I mentioned earlier, our holiday merchandise is back. Plus, you could get, you know what? A loved one or family member just had a baby. For example, Mother Marissa, right? Go and get the Busted Open onesie for any babies that are out there. Okay? So maybe get that as well. Also, you have the nativity scene. You could get the nativity scene as a sticker, as a blanket, as a mug, as a flag. Also available is the Busted Open ugly sweater for the holidays of Santa kicking down a door, because that's what he does usually on Christmas Eve. So you could get a sweater that recognizes that fact. Mark, you just mentioned about on Rampage on Friday that people and on Dynamite had LaGreca heads. How do I get a LaGreca head? How do I get that? Well, I'm going to tell you. Go to podswag.com/bustedopen to get the LaGreca head. You also, you know what would be a great gift for the holidays? For Thanksgiving. You know what? What would look good on your Thanksgiving table? Busted Open pint glasses. That's right. You could get a set of pint glasses with myself, Bully, Mark, Tommy. You know what? If you're like me and you're celebrating the holidays, you probably get a lot of people that drink daddy sodas. So you know what? Get those pint glasses or maybe pub glasses with the Busted Open LaGreca daddy soda insignia on the pint glass. You get where I'm coming from? And then if you're decorating the tree, we have Santa Dave ornaments, the fat head of Santa Dave that you could put on your tree. Also, we have throw blankets. You want to get cuddly? Get cuddly with a Sleepy Time Bobo's blanket. Get a Sleepy Time Bobo's blanket at podswag.com/bustedopen. God, I mean, it's the complete destination if you listen
to this. So many options.
There's so many fucking options. It's unbelievable. Also, there's a Busted Open logo drawstring bag. A hat that you could wear, a mug, a sticker to put on the back of your truck. I just got a truck. What did I do? I went and I got the Busted Open sticker right in the back of the truck, a Busted Open sticker. You should get one for your truck, Pulley. I know you have a truck.
I got two trucks. Get me two stickers.
Yep.
Am I being a good follower? Am I playing along okay?
Great. Go out and get the stuff. Well, I'm trying, you know, because you guys talk about things that aren't available. Let's talk about the things that are available, because there's hundreds of things available right now at podswag.com/bustedopen.
I didn't mention one thing that wasn't available. What are you talking about? I just want one that says your sister's ass chapter. Is that too much to ask?
When that becomes available, let's tout that to the, let's yell and shout about it to the top of our lungs.
Let's scream and shout. He says his ass. Is it white t-shirts or black t-shirts?
You could say there's white t-shirts available for the chapters, and then there are black t-shirts available for the
black
chapters.
Black turds, okay, good
job.
There
you go. Hoodies as well, and the hoodies are cheap because hoodies usually are like about $60-$70. Ours are only $45 for the new ones. And then the old school ones, $40 for a hoodie.
So here's what I'm hoping for. This is what I'm hoping for. I want the Busted Open Nation to really, buy everything. But I really want to see those chapter shirts every single night on Raw, on NXT, on Dynamite, on SmackDown, on Rampage. I want to see all of the Busted Open Nation chapters swag all over TV at all times. See, get now, yourself on TV.
That's a good job.
And I raise you.
Okay, go ahead.
Any shirt, chapter shirt that I see, I'm signing. No charge. I'm signing the shirt.
Get your face and your Busted Open chapter shirt on TV. And if you're on TV, you call in the next day and we'll put you right to the front of the line.
You know what? If I see, and I've said this already, Bully, if I see like the LaGreca heads, I follow that person. If I see anybody with a LaGreca head, or if I see anybody with a Busted Open shirt from podswag.com/BustedOpen, you immediately get a follow from me.
I just wore my nativity scene shirt the other day, right? You saw it, Dave.
I did. I was like, why is he wearing the nativity scene shirt in October? But you know what? Because a lot of people are already excited for the holiday.
It feels good to me. It's a great material. I love it.
And how about this? How about if people start, they can start putting their orders in now, right?
Yeah, put your orders in. You want to put your orders in now, make sure you get it for the holidays.
Put your order in, screen capture your order, Bully. Retweet it. That's all you got to do. Put your order in now, screen cap your order, and we will retweet it for you. We'll make you famous.
And you know what? Wow. The next paper, now this is good for Raw, that's SmackDowns, good. Anything, NXT, which everybody knows is my favorite show. Full Gear is coming up in Jersey on the 19th. Okay? So go and
is
order
everybody
those.
Coming?
Go. I'm coming. Are you? Did you get me tickets?
I got you. I got you.
You got me?
What's the date on Full Gear?
19th. It's a Saturday. 19th.
Paul's like, what about me? What about you get me too?
Fuck him. Fuck him. That's what I say. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.